entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business, show 642. In our original It's Your Business series, number 642. Thank you, Rev.
You betcha.
Today, as we do on the first or second Monday of the month, we review the builder and home sale figures, visiting with the president of the Home Builders Association, president of the Realtors Association. Plus, we'll look at the mortgage side of the news now and tomorrow, and an issue that affects closings and, of course, your health. Jody Schwann, Business Journal, normally at the top of the hour on this particular Monday. She will be at the back end of our first hour. But let's start with Tony Bachman, Canterbury Village, that provides the insight from the growing trend in home building and home sales.
Hi, good morning, Bill.
Did you know you were a trendsetter?
I guess I'm going to be today, Monday morning. Let's go do this thing, yes.
Let's go. Many pundits, many professionals agree that there was a chill that affected business, building, and just plain getting around in the first quarter. How about at Canterbury Village?
You know, you're right. With the weather being what it was, it did kind of limit the amount of people that were out there looking. But we also still had the people that were looking were very serious and were moving forward. So, you know, honestly, you know, we may have seen just for a little bit where it may have held back some things, but here we are now. We were just talking, and I said, you know, right now we have three homes that are under contract to be sold. We have one that will get sold here next week. I have two more that are in play, meaning that by the end of the week, we probably will have them under contract, which then leaves us with two units left in our phase one. And phase two is basically on paper right now. And with that, and all we got to do is just start breaking dirt, and that's what's going to happen. So phase two, we're hoping to be up and buildings out of the ground by September.
2 or 3 years ago, when we said all we have to do is break dirt, there was some reluctance to break dirt. Yeah. With everything that's going on today with the supply-demand figure and the fact that we're seeing people paying more for homes and the fact that there are fewer of them out there, looks to me like moving the dirt is no option.
Yeah.
Just go.
Well, and we've actually, I mean, we're having conversations with people who actually want to reserve, you know, their spots in the future buildings. And so that's our next step. I mean, that's a great problem to have. Or I don't even know if it's a problem. It's a great opportunity when we're able to say, okay, here's where the building is located. And, you know, and they say, great, we'll just, you know, put us down. We want to reserve the spot. So that's the next phase for us, is what we're looking at, is basically just start building to what people needs, you know, their needs are. So
let's make it real simple this morning. Let's kind of draw the model as to why this has worked with Canterbury Village.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that why this has worked, you know, for Canterbury Village is that homeowners association. I mean, the thing is, when you have an HOA that basically takes care of most of all the outside needs in reference to the maintenance aspect of it, when it comes to lawn, shoveling, you know, the garbage, the roads, the external of the building, the roof, that sort of thing. And it also has, you know, insurance that covers inside and out of the buildings for $160. And then we also throw in the fact that it has a clubhouse, which is a fully functioning clubhouse for people to be able to entertain their families, friends, you know, have exercise area, and then also a swimming pool for $160 a month. Yeah, that's a big draw. That's a real big draw for people. But I think overall, just what people are looking for, they're looking for that maintenance-free living. So it's not just Canterbury Village. It's people are looking for that type of a setting.
Location is always the word that we were taught back in the days when they tried to teach us something in real estate school.
That's right. Yeah, location, location, location. So
not bad where you're located now, Dubuque and Madison.
Oh, we're in a great spot out there. I mean, we're right there on the edge of town. I mean, when you're most of the time when you're looking for Canterbury Village, I mean, you're going to get a chance to see the horizon. I mean, you're able to see because we're at that higher spot or elevation. People have beautiful views in the mornings, you know, beautiful sunrises and that. So, and I think that's one of the things that people have made comment on is the fact that they really like that location out there. And it's real convenient. I mean, the convenience of you know, the shopping and that sort of thing.
The people involved, not necessarily, first of all, the people that are in them, the demographics, which is good. Mm-hmm. But you've got the builder, basically on site. You got Mrs. Builder.
Yes.
Who is not going to let dust grow under her feet.
Oh, no.
She wants to make sure the garden is right. And you can walk to the site.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I live, like I say, I live about six blocks away, which makes it real easy. But the other part is that Brad and Tammy Strike, who are out there, they're out there just about 6 days a week. And usually very approachable, more than glad to take time where they'll stop what they're doing and they'll take as much time as you want to, you know, have a conversation, talk about the different amenities and features and things that they can do for you if, you know, you have some interest in that development out there.
The demographics, they've changed in the last two or three years for your kind of property.
Yeah, yeah. In the past, homeowners association where you have something like that, it was typically age tended to be a little bit higher. But, you know, our age group really... I mean, we're probably on average somewhere around mid-50s because we have people that are in their 30s all the way up into their 80s. So there's no set, you know, segment of the market where, you know, we have predominantly one group of people that live there, which makes it kind of interesting, especially when they have their social get-togethers. I mean, everybody really enjoys each other's company.
Open houses, how have they gone?
Good. We've been real busy with our open houses, and I think that's part of the reason which has driven some of our demand and supply in reference to where people have made that decision. And the fact is that you know, it's not something you come to an open house and tomorrow you decide to buy one of these units. It's a matter of, or even any unit that is a HOA, it's something that you start this information process where it may be 6 months from now, it may be a year from now. And honestly, some of the people that we are working with at contracts right now have had this conversation with me ultimately six months or 12 months ago. So it takes a little time to get used to that idea of giving up your large family home, you know, and moving to something like this. But once they do, they have no regrets.
Prices in the 260s, Parade of Homes coming up.
Parade of Homes, yeah, we're looking forward to that. You know, we've had some real good success. Brad and Tammy have won, you know, the award for Parade of Homes in their price point and type of home. Here the last two Parade of Homes. So we're shooting. We're going to see if we can make it three in a row coming up here. But, yeah, that's coming up in May here. And we'll be doing more advertising and promoting here on this show and then also in the ads, newspaper.
And in the last year, you've changed your abode where you're located.
I did, yeah. I moved over to Keller Williams. I've been there now since last September. I love being over there. I mean, there's some great people that I'm working with. And I think, you know, with real estate, it's real important to be up on the technology, and that's the shift we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of people, I don't care what age group we're talking about, iPads and cell phone, you know, the whole smartphones have become a large part of our marketplace. And so you have to be real progressive in reference to that. We know we have our own, for example, our Tony Bachman Group has their own mobile app that you can download, and it will allow you to drive around town, and you can sit from a house and pull up the stats on the, you know, the information on the home and pictures. Which is a big plus.
Tony Bachman, Keller Williams, how do they find you?
Our office number is 275-0555, and the other is websites would be youronlinehomeguide.com would be my personal site. Canterbury site would be canterburyvillagesfsd.com, and that has all, you know, great pictures, some inside information in reference to what's going on with that development. So, yeah.
Keller Williams and Canterbury Village. Tony Bachman, glad to be just a small part of all the successes you guys have had.
We love having you be a part of our success also, so thank you very much.
It's been fun. When we come back, we're going to set the stage, set the report card, first quarter of the year. It's become a tradition. The president of the Realtors Association and the president of the Home Builders Association dissecting the monthly numbers and giving us trending for the next quarter and beyond. Cindy Monin, Friesen Construction, is president of the Home Builders, and Brandon Martins, HJN, president of the Realtors Association. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning to you too, Bill.
All right, you guys are both studying numbers, you're both studying trends, and What we have that we're going to talk about is on the It's Your Business blog. Go to Kello Radio, then hit It's Your Business. We entered the numbers there this morning. If you can't follow every number we're reading, you can study. And if you'd like, feel free to blog back, and we'll get you some answers if you'd like us to do that. Cindy, when you look at the numbers for the permits, you find that 2013 was just a heck of a year.
Yes.
And 2012 is not as good as 2014 is.
That's right. That's right. So 2013, maybe a little bit of an anomaly, some really big projects, maybe some pent-up demand because 2012 wasn't very good, like you said. But 2014 is still strong, Bill. You know, we have a total of $109 million to date. And, you know, the thing that stands out in that number is 21.2 in residential addition and remodeling. I know that was on the news last week, and I'm thinking maybe that's some folks looking at updating their home because they're soon going to put it on the market. That's what I think. And, you know, total permits or housing units, 243. You know, that's still a very strong number.
We were talking a little bit to Tony in the previous segment. A couple of years ago, maybe they wouldn't have turned dirt to get going before we got into the great 12, 13, now 14 run. They wanted to wait a little bit and see if there was a demand. There's now a demand.
Yes, definitely a demand. Obviously, we don't have enough houses on the market, and we need to get more houses on the market, and you do that by building some new homes. So hopefully that's what's going to happen.
The builders.
Yes.
Are they more apt to build now than they were 3 years ago?
Oh, yes. I hear much more confidence in their voices. You know, even hearing some specs going up, that speaks of confidence in the market.
That's a different word that we hadn't heard for a couple of years.
That's true. In a lot of years, Bill.
All right. For people out there saying they want a house that's built, they want to build a house, they want to go through the process, can they make that work right now with the fact that you have to look a little bit, you have to work a little bit, but do the builders have enough labor to make it work? Or is there a bit of a waiting period?
There is a bit of a waiting period. And yes, labor workers in our industry is going to continue to be a challenge for all of us. And hopefully our association and other trade associations will be working on that in the future, because there is a really bright career for a lot of people in construction. So, but yeah, you might have to wait a little bit. Well, you know, because of the demand and the jobs in front of your job, maybe for that builder.
Brandon is president of the Realtors Association. The headline used by that association: most of the country is well positioned for a flurry of activity over the next several months. Constrained housing supply levels means buyers are eyeing new listings and inventory. When there's money to spend and not much to spend it on, the marketplace, that is, they have to find a way. Borrowing costs are still remarkably affordable, and it's cheaper to own than rent. Your reaction?
The reaction is very true. I mean, we've been talking for the last couple months on this show about how the inventory has been low, sales have been down a little bit. Really what we're looking at here right now is a good positioning of the marketplace with more properties coming onto the market and a lot of people out there looking to make some moves.
But when you look at the numbers, they're down a little bit first quarter this year over last year. But if we looked at the temperatures, we looked at the other economy items, we would find that the entire economy, particularly those in the frigid tundra of the Midwest, were a little off in the first quarter.
Yeah, they were off. And you know, weather has a lot to do with it. Weather also has to do with the building side a little bit, too, because you've got, from what I've heard, 5.5 feet of frost in the ground at one point, which is a lot to dig a foundation in for a new construction home. And that also helps our inventory on the sales side.
New listings are down. New listings are down 9.8% total market area first quarter over the first quarter a year ago. Sioux Falls is even a little lower than that, 10.4%. The pendings off 18.9%. But what it points out is if you have a house to sell, it might be the time to put it on the market.
Yeah, it's definitely time. Now that the weather's warming up, people are out and about. The open houses over the weekends have been very successful recently in regards to the quality of consumer walking through the door. And realistically, it's definitely a time if you're thinking about it, get a hold of somebody today.
Average sales prices up first quarter over last year. Total survey area from 162.9 to 168.9, a 3.6% increase. And in Sioux Falls, up from 169 to 175.2, again, right around that 3.7 to 4. So the supply-demand factor takes into a...
That's exactly what it is, Bill. That's exactly what it is. Supply and demand. So when the supply is down, the price is going to go up just a little bit. We're seeing some areas that have seen some pretty good increases in that housing. And realistically, I think we'll continue to see that through 2014.
As we talked about, go to our blog on Kello AM. It's your business. Plug right into what we're talking this morning. You see that there are only three communities that are really ahead of the curve from 14 to 13. That's because they were not as good as they wanted to be in 2013. Hartford had only sold two houses in the first quarter a year ago. This year it's eight. Del Rapids went from 7 to 22, T from 11 to 14. And then you find Brandon off a little bit this year, 34 to 20. Harrisburg about even, 33 to 31. Madison 12 to 6. And Canton 13 to 4. So you're seeing some trends out there. Again, supply-demand issues.
Exactly. And, you know, Hartford, Del Rapids, and T, last year there was definitely a lack of supply of homes available in those three cities, and there's more property available and now more property selling.
Cindy, the Parade of Homes coming up, not far away.
No, it isn't, Bill. It's May 10th through the 12th. That would be a Saturday through a Monday. And then again the next weekend, which is May 17th through the 19th, again, Saturday through Monday. And I'm sure we'll talk more about it next month.
We certainly will. As we talked this morning, there's a new report that was put out. It was put out by HUD. And this one, they did talk to the president-elect of your association and also to Kristen, the executive director. When you look at that, pretty positive about the growth of Sioux Falls and the Sioux Falls area.
Correct. When they met, they actually found out that this had really never been done for Sioux Falls. And being a community poised for a lot of growth, they wanted to come in here and kind of get a look of what everything was looking like in Sioux Falls. And they were really seeing a lot of positive things come out of this report. One thing that I took note of was basically they were talking about the labor force, the employment, and the unemployment. And really, when the economy turned down in 2008, the labor force and the resident employment in the Sioux Falls area was still going up. And that was something that really poised us really good for right now to see the strong market that we see across the board in Sioux Falls and the area.
Well, and I can tell you, too, that I've met with a group of people that want to bring some builders here, that want to bring some subcontractors here, and they're comparing the Twin Cities of the 90s to Sioux Falls today, which is a nice way to do it, and they have a chance to go to either here or Fargo, and they said, we want to come to Sioux Falls first. That's not a bad way to approach it.
No, that sounds pretty good. Maybe because it's a little warmer here than Fargo.
I think you're right on track. Brandon, you were a star on another Kello on Friday night. You look very good on radio. I'm not sure the angle, you know, I'd have got a better angle of you if I was shooting you for radio. But a lot of concern about the rental scams right now. Do you want to touch on that? We have just a minute or so left.
Sure. I actually have a face for radio, so I've always been told that. You know, realistically, there is a lot of scams going on right now with rentals in the Sioux Empire. A lot of homes that are just coming onto the market, there's able to scrape some photos off of these listings. They're putting them out on not just Craigslist, but a lot of different rental sites. They're asking for the person to contact them via email, or they give them a phone number that is a number that maybe does not make a lot of sense. A lot of them are saying they're on mission trips. They're turning around asking for an unrealistically low amount of deposit and amount of rent just to make people feel like it's a good deal and they should do it. It has been a big problem, and it's getting to be bigger and bigger every day. There have been people pull into driveways with moving trucks waiting for the key. They've never even seen the house. The price was just too good to be true.
So the best thing to do if you are in that position is what? Who do they report it to?
You know, they have to go to the state attorney general is one person to reach out to in regards to that. Realistically, be smart. Think what you're doing, and if it sounds too good to be true, check your resources. A lot of the times they question the sign that's in the yard saying, don't contact the realtor. It's not any of their business what I do with the property. that's probably not necessarily the case. So make sure you reach out, ask the right questions, ask the right people, and when in doubt, deal with a property manager to help you find a good rental in the area.
Good advice, good report card. We'll talk with you soon. I think you're going to talk for Hartford in your development out there a week from Friday.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that, Bill.
We're looking forward to that, and we'll talk with you soon. Let me know if you're going to be on television. I'll talk to him about camera angles a little bit.
That would be great. I'd appreciate that, Bill.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something that's very important to the builders and the... It's our monthly real estate home builders report card, and with a frigid winter, it affected retail sales, home and building stuff, and all are saying thank you to the loan interest side. And that means Jim Lowe at Vanna Mortgage, you get a thank you before you even start the interview.
Well, that's great. I love that. You know, it's hanging in there pretty good right now, so we're just hoping that we can keep it that way.
Interest rates have been up a tad. They were down a tad. I think if I remember what Craig told us at the mall on Friday, they were at 4.25%, all subject to change, depending on when you check, of course.
Yes, I think you'll get the report from him a little later, but I think they're still around the 4.25% mark this morning. I see the stock market is up, rebounding some from last week. Sometimes that has effect on our long-term rates, but we'll see what happens today.
You and I always talk on our monthly report about the affordability index, just a smidge below that 200 mark, which is an excellent number.
Yes, we've been fortunate in Sioux Falls with good employment numbers and people working to have a good index. So this refers to people that can afford housing, and our numbers always really good around that 200 mark.
We were talking with Cindy and with Brandon in the previous segment about the report that the realtors put out on Thursday or Friday last week, the Comprehensive Housing Market Analysis.
Yes, there was some good information in there.
What did you see that people should really know about as they look at being a part of the process?
You know, what I looked at was the local economy, okay? Because if the local economy in Sioux Falls and South Dakota in general is good, the numbers will be good. We're the one thing that we need, Bill, I think, and we need workforce, improve the workforce. And I think there's many organizations such as the Home Builder Association, such as the Realtor Association, the mayor's office working in conjunction with the mayor, with the governor's office, are working on workforce development and getting people to back into South Dakota, keeping kids here who graduate from college. And especially we need workforces in the trades, the construction trades. And that's one of our challenges coming into finishing up 2014.
I know Jim and Jim Lowe with Advanta Mortgage, who we're talking to, you see the inventory as a real key issue now in second, third, fourth quarters.
Well, we're starting to set a trend there, Bill. That inventory continues to come down each month. And so we're in the 800 mark. In Sioux Falls, maybe more than that in the MSA, but 800 houses in Sioux Falls is not very many houses, especially when you consider that some of those are on the market, have been there quite a while, and probably won't sell, and will be taken off the market time and time again. So yes, we do have an inventory problem. I believe that report said there's over the next two year period, there'll be a need of about 4,000 houses in Sioux Falls. I mean, that bodes well for the construction industry if we can get the trades to build the houses.
Well, you're speaking to the choir from this end this morning, but, you know, we were talking about the fact that we have some homes that aren't ready to sell. And if you've got a home out there and it hasn't sold, it should tell you something. Either you got to do some remodeling to it, you got to look at your price, or maybe just stay where you're at.
Well, you know, 85 days, I'm looking at the report right here in front of me, 106 days in 2014 compared to 85 last year.
That's a big increase.
Yeah, that's a big increase in sales. That tells you that some of the houses on the market are, well, another thing, though, you got to take consideration over the last 90 days, the weather, okay? The weather, we've always talked about that. It's been one of the coldest winters we've had in Sioux Falls for many years, and that has a bearing on people getting out of their houses on Sunday afternoon and Saturday afternoon to go to open houses. And the same with building. You know, you can't build when you got 8 feet of frost in the ground. So looking forward to some weather like we had last week, so we can play a little more golf, we can build a few more houses, and we get open houses, people coming out to open houses again.
All right, we're going to let you be the coach, let you be the instructor here. We want you to give our listeners this morning the process of buying, a few pointers, what they are looking at going into that arena in second, third quarter.
Sure. You know, I would go into the land, always going to get a pre-approval for your, before you go out and meet your real estate professional or your builder. Go to your banker, hopefully Advanta Mortgage. We can give you a pre-approval letter based on verifying some other facts like credit bureau and appraisal and other things. And be patient. You can go online to most websites and you can put an application on. We have a brand new website. We just kicked off first part of the month. So you go in and you can meet our professionals. You can click on one of our officers, whoever you want to work with. Go in and take your application. It'll come directly to that loan officer. He'll review it, call you back. Maybe need to get a little more information, and then we'll give you a pre-approval letter. Then once you're in processing, you can go back into that website and check your progress as you go. If we need a bank statement, we can call you and have you scan it into the website, and it'll come right to us. Save you time. But we're all about stress-free lending. We're all about communicating with you. We're all about making sure that you know where you're at on a given day or week, and your realtor as well. And so we like to work hard at that.
Advanta Mortgage Differences.
Yes. Our differences?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're locally owned. We're owned in South Dakota. Our home office is in Rapid City. We process our own loans. We underwrite our own loans. We do sell our loans into the secondary market, but we're always available after the sale if you have a problem. So, you know, we are all about families. We're all about doing things the right way. And so we'd like for you to try us.
18-7.
Realtor on the on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, Saturdays and Sundays included. Get a hold of us at 275-2777, 5109 South Crossing Place is where we're at. Our new office, been here 1 year now. And you can contact us online at AdvantaMortgage.com.
Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage, and we'll talk with Craig the halfway point of our Ag Hour coming up in just a few minutes.
You bet. Hey, man, thanks a lot. Sorry I forgot to come in this morning.
Oh, hey, you know, we understand it's cold out there for a guy from Tennessee. Yeah. No, there's no excuse for you not being
here. The first time I really was embarrassed. When you called me, I'm thinking, what did I forget this morning?
That's okay. You came to the mall and found us, and it was difficult.
I found you at the mall, and this radio, this telephone doesn't work too bad.
It does not. Okay. We appreciate you, Jim Lowe from Advanta Mortgage.
Thanks a lot, man.
Still to come, the cover story of the week from Jody Schwan, the Business Journal. It's your agribusiness is in the next hour. And we'll talk about one of the processes that's important to you. Keep that invisible, odorless gas out of the paperwork. Mike Austad explains when it's your business. Who would that be?
I do, Bill, and I've had it for a few years, and I like it. And it's held together. It's some of those mattresses you get at the box store, they'll compress after a few months. This has stayed the course, like a firm mattress, and the Comfort King mattress works wonders.
Mike Austad, you got to believe the A-Team.
Maybe you can hire the A-Team.
There it is.
That's right, Bill. Dakota Radon Mitigation. I'm with the A-Team, and we're here to help.
You know, one of the trends that we always talk about, Mike Austad, Dakota Radon, is the fact that more and more builders, more and more people are now concerned not only when they sell their house as to making sure that it passes muster with the inspectors and all this and that, but while they're in the house, why put yourself at risk?
Well, that's right, Bill. And as being a part of the real estate show, as we had heard earlier, you had Cindy Mountain with the Home Builders Association and Brandon Martins with the Real Estate Association talking about data, time on market, and demand for building new homes. They also mentioned that the Parade of Homes spring show coming up here, a big deal in Sioux Falls, with people be to look at new model, new construction homes. Let's get ahead of those curves, offer some things that will help sell the house, help set it apart on the edge from say other houses with the amenities of radon mitigation.
So, radon, we had a gentleman tell us that he only started hearing about this for about 6 years now. And it was like, well, did you do anything in the 6 years? You know, if you heard about it today, would you do something about it tomorrow? That's the most important thing. You can't help the past, but you can kind of make your future. You got grandkids in your basement. Do you want to not know what is in that air, the odorless gas that can't affect it? And if you get a clean bill of health, God bless you.
That's right, Bill. And it's part of planning ahead and not just waiting for a real estate transaction and not just waiting to build a house, but to think about the house that you live in. Here in the Dakotas and Minnesota, radon gas, we can, first of all, it's a gas that we can't see, smell, or taste. But elevated levels in the long term are a leading cause of lung cancer. And that's what we're talking about here, controlling a key environmental factor for lung cancer, adding value to the home, and installing mitigation equipment and testing the home for radon gas, which is readily available to the consumer between $40 and $85. And if it is an issue, get it addressed through radon mitigation installation. That's what I do at Dakota Radon Mitigation. That's what I've done full-time for the last 9 years, day in, day out, throughout the state, throughout southwest Minnesota, is correcting these elevated radon levels in homes. It's not a part-time deal where I'm doing tree trimming one day and shoelace retipping the next.
Kind of like Bill, you mean.
it's about experience and continued training in the field of radon mitigation. And, you know, we talk about some labor shortages and time to get work done on many projects. I have a motley crew team. Yes, you hear that? A motley crew team of pros. And some of them might think they're Tommy Lee or Vince Neil of Motley Crue. I was playing in the music there. But no, I've experienced people that know how to get the job done. And that's what we can do here at Dakota Radon. I love that Motley Crue background there, Rev. Right.
Somebody wants to get a test. They don't have to go to Dakota Radon to get a kit for the test, correct?
That's right. And that's one of the things I promote is to keep a separation. Have the testing done by an independent source, such as a professional home inspector, or a home test you can get at a hardware store, such as a True Value or a box store or any hardware store in the neighborhood. For about $40 to $60, you will be able to set the test up, follow the instructions, and leave the sampler in the home for a couple days and mail it off to a lab. And that independent lab will email you with the results of what your radon level is. If the concentrations are high, you aren't forced to do anything, but it will just give you the benchmark of where you'd like to go next.
Ventilation, the key problem in the house, or is it the underground gas?
It's a combination of both. Any home may or may not have high radon. It doesn't matter if it's a brand new construction home or a existing home of a few years old outside of town or a old Victorian house in the Cathedral District in downtown Sioux Falls with granite foundations. Any home may or may not be affected by the radon gas that naturally gets into the home from the ground below.
You know, people say, well, how valid is this? Well, you've got the Cancer Society that is coming into it a couple of times a year when they have special weeks, special months, special projects. They're saying, make sure you're protected.
That's right. And there is just recently at the Sanford Health Expo at the Empire Mall that you were a part of last week, had some lung detection and other health and dietitian things. There is lung detection tests available, and the American Cancer Society has come out with data on the lung cancers. All cancers are terrible. One of the things of lung cancer, however, is some of the key environmental factors are firsthand cigarette smoke and elevated radon levels in the home or buildings. Lung cancer eclipses all other of the common cancers combined, that of colon, breast, and pancreas, and prostate cancer deaths. Lung cancer eclipses all of those combined. And this is not just a scare tactic. This is data from the American Cancer Society facts of 2012. And again, not all homes are affected by elevated radon. It's not required that this get done or checked, but it's an environmental cause that you can find, identify, and fix affordably through radon mitigation.
Road trips. Where you been?
Oh, road trips? You mean the casino out south? And
no, oh, no. I mean you're out there working with that Motley Crue.
Oh, work with, well, the Motley Crue, you know, we keep them together, but we'll go throughout. Yes. How'd you like that background music?
We'll go throughout
Veblen, South Dakota, which is up by Sisseton, Southwest Minnesota, Marshall. Done a lot of work in Avon, South Dakota, Tyndall area, Sioux Falls, and throughout South Dakota.
And how do they reach you if they want to have you look at the tests they've done with the kit that they've gotten from a box store or online?
Sure. Best way is to call me, South Dakota, 605-201-4704. I have a new website that's coming underway.
You have a website?
Yeah, I mean, it's only been 4 years.
I know. How long have we talked about this?
Well, Bill, I mean, we build rapport. We build the infrastructure. You know, first things first, you got to have the foundation.
You're playing Motley Crue and you didn't know about a website? What's wrong with
this? I know about these websites, Bill. We this is coming together, and we love it when a plan comes
He's
together.
On it,
like
though.
The A-team.
He's on it.
Okay.
But the new website, which is somewhat there, it has my information. DakotaRadon.com. You can check out some of my work and photos in the Home Ideas magazine at homeideasinfo.com, keyword Dakota Radon. Got an article there. Learn more. Add value to the home. Build it into the house cost effectively. Most importantly, just get the home checked and see where your reference point is.
It's your family. You have to take care of them.
And call the A-team. Dakota Radon Mitigation.
Mike Austin, Dakota Radon, thanks for joining us this morning. When we come back, Jody Schwann will give us the new cover story of the week from the Business Journal. Jody Schwann, usually at the top of our show, but when we do the real estate show, we like to get those pending facts and figures out, and then save some time for Jody at the end in case she has any reactions. You know, occasionally she does to a story that that we'll do. I have more reaction to hers than she does mine. But Jody, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, eventually I'm going to remember that I'm at the end of this show and not call in, you know, around 9 a.m. But that's okay. Good. Took that extra hour and got some things done. And I was thinking actually over the weekend on Saturday that I bet the open houses did pretty well. The weather has so much to do with that, and what a beautiful day. And I hope that they did and capitalized on it Saturday, because yesterday was kind of miserable. But overall, it seems like things are trending in a positive direction. I'm guessing your guests said the same.
I think so, too. And I think the report that the Real Estate Association shared, the comprehensive housing market analysis, which showed the growth of Sioux Falls, the jobs, and it all going together at a time when 2014 is not quite as good as 2013, but better than 2012, puts it all together.
Yeah, better than 2012 and still, I think, outpacing our historical averages, too. I had a number of conversations built just last week on new housing developments, you know, land that's just bare land right now that pretty soon is going to be turned into new houses all over town. So I think we're going to see some pretty good construction, which, of course, will then translate into real estate sales, hopefully, as the year goes along.
Well, it was nice of us to get you out to the mall on a work day on Friday. Don't you agree?
Yep, I'll always take that opportunity for sure. I'm guessing they had a successful event out there, too, at the health fair. It's like they had lots of activity anyway.
That's a pretty good bet, Sanford and the mall.
Yeah, the best bet for me is to go when we did at 9 a.m. when all I can do is window shop and I can't actually buy anything. So, all in all, I think it worked out pretty well.
All right. How about our cover story for this week?
So April is Earth Month, and of course coming up is Earth Day, and usually at least once a year in the Business Journal, we like to take a look at the state of green in Sioux Falls. You know, the green movement really took off several years ago, and now we're kind of seeing the evolution of that. So in our Wednesday cover story, we're going to take a look at the state of green buildings. A few years back, we had a lot of LEED certified buildings going up in Sioux Falls. We still have some architects doing work in LEED, but not quite as much as we did a few years back, and there's some reasons for that. So we're going to detail it in the cover story, and then we're also going to introduce you to a few businesses that are really doing some innovative things, both in terms of the construction side of green building and then in terms of operationally making adjustments to how they do business to be more sustainable and in many cases save money too. So the state of green is our cover story this Wednesday.
All right. Other breaking news on this Monday morning.
Well, you know, it's going to be a big week for the folks over at Shields. Shields is in the middle. They're wrapping up a major renovation and expansion out at 41st and Western. They're taking that store from 100,000 square feet to 200,000 square feet. But the big news this week, Bill, is that on Wednesday, get in line because the Ferris wheel is going to begin giving its first rides. You can't miss it if you've been in Shields. It's right in the middle of the store. It's 45 feet tall. Rides are a dollar. And they begin on Wednesday. This is, like I said, entering the final phases of this project. They already have a new shooting gallery that I saw people trying out already a couple weeks ago. They have a little mini bowling alley that I believe is going to get going soon if it's not already. And the last phase of this whole thing will be a restaurant. It's a good-sized restaurant. It's going to seat nearly 200 people. That will open up the first week in May. So things are wrapping up at Shields, and a huge symbol of that will be on Wednesday when that Ferris wheel turns for the public for the first time.
So are you a Ferris wheel person?
You know, I would give it a try. Why not? You?
Yeah. I would like to have you do your interview the next time we do a business story. And if it's rolling, that would be kind of fun to have you up and down, shouting around.
Do it from the top of the wheel.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how we would translate this to radio. You just have to believe me. But I'm willing to give that a shot, and if that's really something that you'd like to have in the program, we could talk about that.
Well, it would be a first.
Yeah.
So let's plan on that, and we will talk with you again later in the week on the follow-up to your cover story.
Okay. Yes, that sounds good.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. It goes to print, goes online on Wednesday. One last stop we have before we head into our It's Your Agribusiness Hour at 10. That's our good friend John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. John, good morning to you.
Hey, how you doing, Bill? It's a nice, chilly, sunny morning here in South Dakota.
And it is a senior Monday. That's good for a lot of folks.
Yeah, anybody 55 and older gets 10% off their buffet today. All day.
All day. And again, your seniors, they have to be good-looking. Not from Michigan?
Yeah,
is that right?
The senior discount is only good for good-looking seniors. The fortunate thing, we haven't found any ugly ones yet. So everybody still gets to take part in the senior day. You know, one thing I probably should mention, too, because I know I'm going to be talking to you today twice, but, you know, Easter's coming up. And that is one day that we are closed to allow our employees to celebrate Easter with their families. And normally we're open on Sundays, but Easter and Christmas and Thanksgiving are the days we let our employees spend the time with their families. So,
oh, that's awesome.
That is.
That's nice, yeah.
Very nice for Grandpa John to do that. So,
Grandpa John.
And, of course, Friday, being Good Friday, of course, we have our fish fry that day also. So, and that's, you know, what's great is because then Easter's coming up and, of course, celebrating Easter. But then since you gave up salads for Lent, you'll be able to eat salads again.
That's right.
Yes.
Unless I make it a permanent thing that I give up, you know?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I've got to be real careful. Lightning's going to strike if I keep talking about giving things up like salads. All right, and again, you got the carryouts, you got the pizza, you got the pasta, the lasagna, the soups, the fried chicken, salads, and dessert.
You'll taste the difference at Valentino's.
All right. John, nice to visit with you on Friday. We'll be back as you get ready to open your doors here in just an hour.
Okay. Thank you much.
Ag Show on deck. We'll do that in just a couple of minutes. Take a little Fox News. Come back. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.